WABC.
One man has a talk show on 77 WABC, and that man's name is...
It's Dominic Carter. I am him.
And with us now, Dominic Carter.
Nice to be with you, Dominic.
It gets better.
You need to talk to Dominic Carter.
It's about to go down.
This is Dominic Carter, everybody.
On Talk Radio 77 WABC.
And good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone, or rather I should say good morning, since it is 2 minutes past the hour of midnight. Dominic Carter here with you, Talk Radio 77 WABC. A number of stories we're going to get to. One, the college protests over Gaza continue to sweep across the country. Hundreds arrested. So here's a little bit of a rundown. 28 arrested during a protest at Emory University. Pepper balls used to disperse the crowd. I say amen to that. Protesters at Ohio State University arrested after refusing to disperse, according to the university. Brown University says about 130 students violated the school policy banning encampments, and at least 33 people detained on Indiana University's campus during protest. And this is a very simplistic question, but it's something, and I'm serious when I'm asking this question. I'm not one for conspiracies. You listen to this show, you know that. But I want to know, seriously, who is paying for all of these nice tents at all these different campuses where the students are staying warm? They're state-of-the-art tents. College students don't know anything about tents. Where is this? They know about as much about tents as I do. Absolutely nothing. Where are all these tents coming from? How do they know which tents to purchase? That's just something that's been on my mind as of the last 24 hours. And maybe some of you can answer that question for me. The other big story, all in all, it was a great day for former President Donald Trump. President Biden was also in our area, upstate near Syracuse, also raising money in Westchester County and in New York City. But Trump, thus far, and the emphasis on thus far, nothing from his Manhattan criminal trial, except for the top man at the National Enquirer describing catch and kill operations, basically purchasing stories, pretending that you're going to print them, but then you kill the story. And of course, the National Enquirer owns the legal rights to the story so they could do whatever they want. And so David Pecker, the big witness thus far, describing his catch and kill operations for Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tiger Woods, Mark Wahlberg, and Donald Trump at the hush money trial Thursday. But the great news for Trump, the Supreme Court of the United States of America seems set to narrow the federal January 6th case against Trump, a move that certainly would delay the trial until after the election. The court's ruling on whether Trump had absolute immunity from prosecution on charges. We'll see what the court will rule, but that's certainly great news if you're Trump. Then there was this morning, and we are witnessing yet again who is the candidate that resonates and who is the candidate that does not. Mr. Trump, before court Thursday morning, visited a New York City construction site, and it was a sight to see. All the Make America Great Again caps, all of the construction workers embracing Trump before he went to court. I want you to listen. Channel 7 here in New York, this is part of a report that they did on Trump's visit to the construction site.
Former President Trump was greeted with a patriotic chant and applause USA! Early Thursday morning, stopping by a construction site to meet with dozens among dozens of union members and supporters.
Missing the support here today. What goes through your mind?
We have tremendous support. This is construction workers. I built many buildings in New York using these people and others. And what? Look at it. I always liked Trump, you know. He did a lot for, you know, he did a lot for us when he was in, he was our president, you know. I like him to, you know, when he runs again, hopefully he gets elected.
And he's not alone. Longtime construction worker Thomas Tirada tells me he's looking for a change.
Go to the grocery store, go to the gas station. Look at it. Everybody's affected. You can't tell me it isn't.
Channel 7 in New York. And here's a little clue. When you can tell, and I want you folks to remember this. And let's go ahead. I'll get back to the clue in 1 second. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. We are taking your calls. Here is a clue that you can always tell when a candidate is doing well. And remember, I mentioned this, folks. When you see a candidate, normally when you're a national candidate, the Secret Service is there, and there's a rope line established by the Secret Service. And so the candidate is, when they decide to address the public, they are standing there shaking hands, and you see the body man standing right next to the candidate, right? But most people don't know that behind the crowd, so you see the body man of the Secret Service, and you see two or three agents around the candidate. Most people don't know that the Secret Service also has undercover agents on the outside of the crowd walking along the line. So if an agent just gives a signal, you won't even know what hit you. They will snatch you from your shoulders and pull you out, game over, real fast. But here's a clue. Remember this, folks, to when a candidate is doing well. When a candidate is doing well, especially a national candidate, they will greet and address the local press. When a candidate is on the ropes and has something to hide, they stay back and they will not engage the media. They will not. So if you recall Bill Clinton, he would engage the local press a lot. That's how I was able to get to him many times whenever he came to New York in a live situation. So notice the reporter, right? So Trump is showing up before court to the construction site, receiving a hero's welcome, and he was walking up and down talking to every reporter just about that wanted to talk to him. That's a clear sign that Trump knows his polling shows him that he's way ahead. And remember, and you're going to hear this in his own words in just a second, remember what I pointed out to you folks last night in terms of the Bloomberg News poll that shows Trump is ahead in 6 out of 7 battleground states. So Trump knows what his internal polling is showing. Yet let's consider the opposite. The president of the United States, in 3 different locations, did you see him engage? And normally the president doesn't, but sometimes they do. Did you see him engage with local media? No, that's always a clear sign of who's ahead. When a candidate will just walk up to local reporters and start talking, that's a sign that they know that they've got this thing in the bag. Dominic Carter here with you, Talk Radio 77 WABC. We are about to begin with your telephone calls, but I want you to hear from Trump himself with the construction workers, what he had to say, talking about his visit and the gag order on him at his trial.
We're very close in New York, I understand, and we're leading in the country by a lot.
Poll just came out a little while ago, as you saw yesterday, that we're up in every swing state and up by a lot in every swing state. So I think we're going to do very well, and we're going to make a play for New York. They said, I just heard there was a very good poll came out. Normally, a Democrat will win New York. Biden is the worst president in history, and we have some very bad people here, but we have the greatest people, and they're right behind me. And they all want us to run, and we're gonna run very hard in New York. New York, we have a good chance of winning New York, in my opinion, but we're going to give it a shot. Oh, I have no idea. They've taken my constitutional right away with a gag order. That's all it is. It's election interference. This whole thing is election interference. So the polls have just come out, and I just got another sample. We're leading every swing state by a lot, and we're leading the nation by a lot. He's the worst president in the history of our country. He makes Jimmy Carter look great. Jimmy Carter is very happy because his presidency was brilliant by comparison. But this is the worst president we've ever had. He's destroying our country. Close the borders. You can do it in one phone call. You can close the borders. Close up the borders, Joe. Our country's going to hell.
And that was Trump just making his way around a construction site where, now remember, many of these construction workers are Democrats, and their guy, based on the reaction he received, was Trump. So I'm looking at some of the comments before we start with the telephone calls on my Twitter. You can follow me. You can send me a message at Dominic TV on Twitter, X. Catherine Trunk, a great person, a great woman, she says, and I'm quoting, when President Trump appears before the public as of late, it is like scenes from Rocky. You could play Rocky bumper music to preface the Trump outtakes. Agreed, Catherine. Agreed 1,000%. Let's begin with Paulie in New Jersey. Good morning, Paulie. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to say, why all these kids don't go to Israel and protest? If they're so against everything, why don't they go to Israel? See how they do well over there.
So when you say Israel, do you really mean Palestine? Or why do you say go to Israel?
Why don't these kids go over there and protest over in Israel and see what happens?
Well,
see
if they protest in Israel, there would be nothing bad happening to them. But the question is, what would happen if they went to Palestine and protested?
Exactly. You know what I mean, yeah.
Right. Well, you know what, Paulie? I agree with you. And again, I'm not one for conspiracies, but something is up here on all these different campuses. All of a sudden, the kids are walking out, the young people, and they have amazing. They have the perfect tents, and they know how to weather the storm in terms of the weather. But I believe it was at Harvard, and I say bravo to them. The young people were out there, and in the middle of the night, the sprinkler system came on, and so there went their sleep, and there went their protests. But, you know, you want to protest, you got to take the good with the bad. Paulie, thank you so much for the call. Dominic Carter here with you, Talk Radio 77 WABC. We're taking your calls, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Let's go to Sandra in New Jersey. Good morning, Sandra. What's on your mind?
Oh, good evening. Good morning, Dominic. You're so smart. I love to listen to you. I wanted to say, God bless Donald. You're welcome. God bless Donald Trump. Yeah, I see it like this. I see he's taking a little detour in his path to victory. God works in mysterious ways. He put him here in the city for a reason, maybe. And you know, he's going to all these different places. The construction workers were so happy to see him. They felt so proud. He's going to continue to do this. And I'm almost hoping he's going to come to New Jersey as well. Maybe he'll get together with Jack Cittarelli. Who knows? Who knows what he'll do? But God put him here for a reason. He's taking a detour in his plan, but the plan is going to be good and it's going to work out. I'm very optimistic tonight, as you can see.
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting, Sandra. And I'm telling you that all things as of late, even though he's got this criminal trial, all things as of late are coming up aces for Donald Trump. They really are. I mean, now this is a bit of a different situation because he's the challenger, but he's also sort of the incumbent president because he served as president. And remember, we're in New York City, right? Democratic blue, and Trump can go to a construction site. You can't fake the images. Either people like you and want to embrace you and want to take pictures with you, or they don't. Right.
Right.
And so Trump is I predicted it, you know, and here we go again. You're seeing some commentators. I predicted this early on with Trump in this race, also 16, but in this race. You're seeing a number of commentators now that they're seeing the light of day. Oh, Trump is going to win. Stop being a Johnny come lately. You didn't predict this. That Sandra, thank you. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Joe in Lynbrook. Good morning, Joe. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to try to answer your first question about who's financing this. Now, from everything I'm hearing and all the theories, it's Soros and the other left-wing billionaires.
Yeah, you know, I that's why I almost didn't. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, Joe, but I do find it odd that all of a sudden these kids know the right tents to purchase,
yep,
and they have the food supply and the liquid supply. So it doesn't add up. And we're talking about at colleges all over the country. Something is missing in the mix of explaining all of this.
Right. Well, hopefully one day, as they all say, always follow the money. If somebody can try and follow the money, it'll get back to somebody. Somebody with a lot of big greens is financing all this. This is like too well organized. I mean, too well organized, just like you said.
Right, right, right. How do you see, Joe, before I let you go, the situation at Columbia working out? We keep seeing the deadlines coming and going. And I don't know, the college administrators don't realize it makes them look weaker by the moment. How do you think the situation at Columbia plays out?
It plays out. Sooner or later, they're going to have to do something. And the president is going to have to step down sooner or later.
Right.
I mean, they can't keep allowing this.
Right, right, right. I'm with you. I'm with you, Joe. Thank you. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Carmine on Long Island. Good morning, Carmine. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Hey, good morning, Dominic. I just want to give you my take on the protesters. And my take is this. My feeling is this is just Antifa in a brand new uniform, in 2024 uniforms. You know, that's how I feel. If we had some serious investigative journalists that could crack the mainstream media, we could probably find this all out in a week's time. But unfortunately, we don't have the access to the mainstream media. And people are not getting the right information. But that's all this is. This is just Antifa in a new uniform. Soon they'll be donning the black uniforms as we get closer to November.
Okay, so let's play your scenario out. How would that explain these young? Some of them are actually students on these campuses. How would that explain these students at the Harvards of the world, the Yales of the world, the Columbias of the world? How would that explain these young students getting involved as well?
Well, because the outside agitators, these students are easily influenced. I mean, there was a report where there were two girls actually on camera and were asked what, you know, if they knew what was going on.
Right.
And
we had no clue. Carmine, we played that last night. So we're well aware of it, the soundbite. Thank you so much for the call. Dominic Carter here with you, Talk Radio 77 WABC. Let's go to Stephen, also on Long Island. Good morning, Stephen. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dominic. Thank you for taking my call. I would just really like to know, as a prudent person, when you have people chanting death to America and an element of domestic terrorism here in the United States, why aren't organizations that are supposed to protect, like the FBI, looking into the source that's starting this and you know, get to the root of the problem here? Why can't we get some answers? And why aren't they looking into it? Do they want this to happen, or what's going on?
It's a great question. We don't know what the FBI is looking into. So I want to say that they're clearly not looking into this, but we don't know who's infiltrated where and what they may be doing. I don't know, but you're raising...
From what I understand, if you make a threat on social media about the president's life,
that's
they could be knocking at your door in a day or two.
That's true. But what does that have to do with this situation?
Well, I think they have the capabilities of finding out who's...
No. You said a threat on the president's life, they take it very seriously. And they do. How does that pertain to this situation, the protesting?
Because this is a threat to society.
But that's not a threat. But that's not. But that some people unfortunately call it democracy. That's not a threat on the president's life.
You know, I served 5 years in the service, and that's not democracy. You know,
right?
Burning the flag. Come on. Either you're a patriot, either you're part of the solution or you're part of the problem.
Here. I agree with you, Stephen, and I thank you for your service to our country. I agree with you. And it makes you wonder what's going on, you know, what's going on here lately. Let's go to Michael on the east side. Good morning, Michael. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Hey, Dominic. I was listening, I should say, by accident to NPR. There was a reporter interviewing the dean of Vanderbilt University, and he threw out the protesters because they were getting violent. And she kept on egging him on. Yes, but aren't they entitled to free speech? She kept egging him on, and he stood his ground. And he said that they are violent. They have no right to be on the campus and be violent. And they got thrown out. Vanderbilt University, others have to take up his stance and follow him.
Right, Michael, but that takes a political will, a will that we're not seeing here in New York and across the country. It takes a strong president. We're seeing it in Texas. It takes a strong college president to say, not on my watch, this is not going to happen. And by the way,
you were, as the other caller was wondering, where is all this money coming from? It is definitely coming a huge amount from George Soros and the Tides Foundation. And the Tides Foundation, I'm not giving a history lesson, but when Glenn Beck was on television back when Obama was running, he talked about the Tides Foundation and how they were funding all these subversive organizations. So people should look up the Tides Foundation and George Soros. And obviously, Qatar, K-A-T-A-R, has pumped in billions of dollars into universities here. So that is the source of the money.
Yeah, I don't know that officially. I hear you. I hear it said a lot. Thank you, Michael. I hear it said a lot. I do know we got to get to the bottom of this and find out what's going on. Is this an orchestrated move? It's too much of a coincidence that, boom, overnight, these kids walk out. They have tents, food, water. Everything is set up for them. It's too much of a coincidence. Marianne in Queens. Good morning, Marianne. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Good morning, Dominic. Okay, we didn't finish the conversation we had the other day. I had two cousins. They graduated from the campus they have in Washington Heights in 168 and Broadway.
Okay, wait. So you mean, now I understand the difference.
Okay.
Wait. I'm going to let you finish. So you said okay. Columbia. And Marianne, me finish, please. I thought you had been drinking because I have never heard of someone say that Columbia University is in Washington Heights. Never in my life. Now someone emailed me about your comment and they said they believe you mean the medical school. And they do have Go ahead.
They have a campus there.
Isn't Marianne. Okay, Marianne, I just want us so that you're factual. I don't want you to call up saying that Columbia University is in Washington Heights, because it's not.
No, the main campus, no. The main campus, no.
Right.
They have
okay.
a campus there.
Okay.
Find
okay.
out.
Okay, so okay. now, so go ahead.
All right. Okay, my two cousins graduated from that campus. They even have a shuttle that goes to the main campus.
They do.
So what she told me, what they told me is that the reason why the students are out there rallying is that they will rally for anything the Democrats tell them.
So then, wait. So why haven't the protests been out there before this?
Well, okay, let me finish. So the reason why,
Marianne, I can't let you go on with the speech. All right, so go ahead.
No, it's not a speech. It's not a speech. They have been erasing the student loans, and some of them have taken away $130,000.
So that's ridiculous.
This is why in
that's ridiculous. Do you have any evidence?
That's what they told me.
Do you have any evidence whatsoever to back that up?
Listen,
so wait, you're saying that students, wait a minute, please don't talk over me. I'm trying to make a point and then you can respond. You're telling me that students are being paid $130,000 to protest?
Well, they have a friend that was part of that. Now, the reason is because they had been promised that they will have free tuition. Find out why all these colleges are students in those colleges are going in the street. Now, the other reason is because...
Come on, Marianne. Marianne, I like you, but you're in la-la land right now. Come on now.
Okay.
Come on.
So let me then
you
tell
you
something
else. You got 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds, and then I have to move on.
Oh, okay. They are repeating what they did in 2020. They need people in the street to get the Republican distracted and what's going on with Trump. So nobody put attention to the real issues that we have now. If people do not start putting so much attention to those people, that's what they wanted. Meanwhile, they're going to steal the elections and they're going to get rid of Donald Trump. That's the real issue that we had to take care of. And the media is helping them. Thank you, Dominic.
Okay. Thank you, Marianne. You know, I'm a fan of yours, Marianne. But when you call up here saying students are being... First, when you call up here saying that Columbia is in Washington Heights, that's ridiculous. Two, when you say that, because Columbia is located in Morningside Heights next to Harlem and also next to Washington Heights, if you go much further north. Two, when you call up here saying that protesting students are being paid $130,000 with no evidence whatsoever, doesn't pass the smell test. I'm sorry. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to Queens, Kentucky, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and we'll have more of your telephone calls.
Very close in New York, I understand, and we're leading in the country by a lot. Poll just came out a little while ago, as you saw yesterday, that we're up in every swing state and up by a lot in every swing state. So I think we're going to do very well, and we're going to make a play for New York. I just heard there was a very good poll came out. Normally, a Democrat will win New York. Biden is the worst president in history, and we have some very bad people here, but we have the greatest people, and they're right behind me. And they all want us to run, and we're gonna run very hard in New York. New York, we have a good chance of winning New York, in my opinion, but we're going to give it a shot.
WABC.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Carter, everybody.
On Talk Radio 77 WABC.
And we are back. Dominic Carter here with you, coming up at the top of the hour in about 29 minutes. Frank Morano and the other side of midnight. Let's continue with your calls. Joe in New Jersey. Good morning, Joe. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi, good evening, Dominic. I just saw the Steve Adubato show. You look so good. I was so happy to see your face, and now I could attach it to a voice. You are really impressive. I hope if New York's governor calls out our National Guard, they have blanks in their rifles and not as in Kent State, where I went to their ceremony last year. The memorial service was 3 days, and we had the candlelight vigil, and four were shot dead, four innocent kids, bystanders. I mean, just having peaceful protests. Of course, it got ugly at some times, but nine are wounded, and one is still in a wheelchair. Let's bring back peace, love, and understanding. God bless you, Dominic.
Thank you, Joe, and God bless you as well. That sounds like a reasonable situation to me. Let's bring back some peace. And, you know, the protesters would say that they're engaging in peaceful protests, but no, you're not. Not when you're throwing things at the police, you're making vile comments, all types of things that are happening across the country. Let's go to Tony in Florida. Good morning, Tony. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Hi, Dominic. How are you today?
I'm good. Go right ahead, please.
Well, I was listening to the Bill O'Reilly show today, and I guess his people researched who's behind this, and I was only listening in half an hour. I was busy, but one of the groups is called Students for Palestine, and they were founded in 1993. He seemed a bit surprised at how old the organization was. I would bet money that George Soros, that's a cutout for him. But anyway, that's one of the groups. I didn't catch the name of the second one.
Right. I don't know who's behind this, but it's suspect in terms of what's going on in New York and around the country. Tony, how do you see this situation playing out?
If they don't break these people up and stop what they're doing, there's going to be a tragedy. I remember Kent State, and even though I was just a kid, everybody was upset about it. As an adult, looking back at it, they started the situation. The people that shot and killed them, the men, they didn't do out of malice. They were scared, and they overreacted, and tragedy happened. The same thing can happen today, not out of malice, out of fear. And this, compared to the 60s protest, it's like night and day. Those were, for the most part, peaceful, laid-back protests. This is more like a military engagement than protesting, the way they've got them all grouped together and the things that they're saying and the signs and the tents and everything.
Tony, thank you so much for the call. I hope that your possible prediction does not come into play. You have a lot of protests on a lot of college campuses, and seems like it all started in New York over this issue, predominantly at Columbia University, and we're going to see. I mean, I cannot believe USC canceling its graduation. Columbia's graduation is being held up, is being held hostage because of these protesters. It just seems so unreasonable, so unfair. And what is so hard in just shutting it down? You can protest, you can do anything you want, but you're not going to do it here, not on campus. Not on campus. Mark in Kentucky. Good morning, Mark. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing well. Go right ahead, please.
Thank you. My wife is, remember, I had a stroke, so forgive my voice.
Go ahead, Mark. I got it. Go ahead.
Well, then go to another call then. I'm done.
Okay, thank you. So then, Mark, I don't know why you called then. I don't need you to set it up. I have a list of calls that I need to go to. Every time I speak to you, you don't have to tell me that you had a stroke. I know you had a stroke. I know who you are. But I can't stop the flow because you want me to. Joe in Queens, good morning. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Yeah, hi, Dominic. You know, I could explain, like, I'm a Columbia grad way back when. I can explain it to you. First off, you know, to quote a phrase, this didn't happen in a vacuum. These students, they've been indoctrinated from an early age, you know, by the time they get to Columbia, you know, they get to go, you know, really take it to the next level. You know, and well, the problem is also that, like, so many people, they get scholarships and stuff, you know, and they don't have the you know, they have nothing to lose, you know. They're just hanging out and having fun, you know.
It does seem that way.
There's no doubt that there's, like, outside agitation. No question. I mean, you know, it's New York City. Like, you know, the university got a lot of, like, you know, smart, talented, misguided people. And, you know, these groups that are trying to, you know, raise trouble and stuff, these agitators, you know, they find plenty of useful idiots at the university, you know. These people are very narcissistic. They think that, you know, because they're so smart, they're like, you know, the platonic chosen, you know, and everybody else is just a peon. And they just follow along with, you know, they need to have something that makes them feel like they're actually, you know, actually doing the right thing and doing good. And, you know, unfortunately, for better or for worse, they, you know, it's a function of not having religion, you know, not having any kind of, not being grounded in whatever it is that, you know, your parents wanted you to be, or maybe your parents are a wreck or something. But, you know, they've been indoctrinated from an early age. And, you know, this is like, don't forget, too, you know, like the rabble rousers, that's where you meet the coolest chicks and the best drugs. Just remember that, you know, don't underestimate that. Plus, you know, it's spring. Don't overlook that. You know, springtime is like, you know, it's protest season. I remember they had a great article in the Spectator when I was there, like 30 years ago. It was freshman rights, student rights, and the rights of spring. And the point of it was people were just protesting because, you know, it was spring.
Wow.
Hello?
Well, no, I'm listening to you, you're correct. You know, I didn't even stop.
The simplest answer is they're just a bunch of misguided, narcissistic kids looking for something to, you know, make a difference. And, you know, what does it cost them? You know, they go camp out on the lawn in springtime. Yeah, that sounds like a real, you know, that's quite the sacrifice, you know. That's quite the sacrifice. It's almost as good as, like, you know, wearing a button, you know.
Right.
Wearing a button. You know, like
Joe, you made some great points there. Thank you so much for the call. And, you know, following up on what Joe just said, what occurred at Harvard, I really believe it should happen at every campus. You know, the sprinkler system is set to automatic and it just comes on. So I'm sorry if you're out there protesting, but before it gets too hot, the sprinkler system comes on, and at 5 a.m., if you happen to be sleeping in the area, sorry, you know, the sprinkler system has to come on. Let's go to Sankar in Brooklyn. Good morning. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
I'm somewhat agree with Maria. When President Trump won the election, they had professional people who...
Wait, do you mean Marianne? You said Maria.
Queens.
Okay, go ahead.
They had paid those people $11 and $15 to demonstrate.
Okay, $11 and 15 cents is a big difference.
When President Trump won the election.
Is a big difference from $130,000. Come on.
Well, maybe she made a mistake. Maybe they're paying for the people and them tuition. If they do that,
come on now,
situation.
come on. That's
maybe
ridiculous.
later on, somebody's going to say something. Somebody going to open up something.
So you seriously think that somebody's going to pay $70,000 per protester that happens to be in college, pay their tuition just to be out there protesting? You really believe that?
Mark Evitt, he investigated. There's a lot of people, including Soros and a lot of organizations, including Hamas and Qatar, all of them.
Okay, thank you for the call. Let's see here. Dominic Carter here with you, Talk Radio 77 WABC. Let's go to Joe in New Jersey. Good morning, Joe. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dominic. Long time listener. You do a great show. I have a daughter, 19 years old, at Emory University in Atlanta, and I'm calling to tell you how they're handling the protests right now.
Right, we had one call about Emory already, but go ahead.
Okay, they ripped up the tents, the Emory police.
They arrested 60 so protesters, and now they have a SWAT team out there that shot rubber pellets and tear gas.
Right. And that, and that's the way, exactly the way it should be. Period. Period. That,
yes. $91,000. My daughter's on a STEM scholarship from the Department of Defense, but if I was paying $91,000, regardless, the people are studying. This is a week before the finals, and this they have to go through this.
And you're right, Joe, but wait a minute now. I thought the figure was as high as 70. You're telling me the tuition and room and board is now $91,000?
$91,000 as of last year, as of August 2023. The only reason my daughter is over there, I'm a working person. My wife's a nurse. I'm a working man. She got a STEM scholarship from the Department of Defense, and she has to repay that by interning and working for them when she graduates for 3 years. But that's the only reason she's up there. I could never afford it on my own.
Well, congratulations to you, your wife, and your daughter. But that's a little shy of $400,000 for a college education.
I am not embellishing the figure, sir.
Wow.
I'm sure you can go to the website. You know, one of your staffers, and that's what it is. That's before financial aid, but that's the sticker price.
And you know, Joe, you did raise a good point that I didn't consider, that the students are headed into finals, and you have all these disruptions all around them. That's not fair.
It is not. She couldn't go to the library tonight because they had an encampment around the library, so she's studying in the dorm.
Wow. Well, what year is your daughter in?
She's a sophomore.
Sophomore. So she's got two more years to go after this.
Two more years. Yes.
And is she worried about the future on the college campus, or she thinks this will blow over? Has she discussed that with you?
No, there is a safety concern over there. Like 2 months ago, people were ready to forget, but like in Raleigh was not that far away at the University of Georgia, and there were safety concerns.
Right.
And now this. And if you're 19 years old, trying to study in a very competitive university and a very tough major, this is not a thing that I thought that she had to be worried about right now.
You know, I really thank you for the call, Joe. I didn't even stop for 1 second to consider that these young people have finals right here and right now, and this will impact them for years to come. And it's unfair to your daughter and unfair to everyone else, to the med school students, everyone. Thank you so much for that informative call. We've got to take a break. Thank you, Joe, in New Jersey. We've got to take a break. When we come back, the Chronicles of Dominic Carter. Coming up at the top of the hour, Frank Morano on the other side of midnight. Tossing to the break, here is former President Donald Trump at the construction site where he received another hero's welcome. This was early Thursday morning before court, and he talked about the gag order on him.
They've taken my constitutional right away with a gag order. That's all it is. It's election interference. This whole thing is election interference. So the polls have just come out, and I just got another sample. We're leading every swing state by a lot, and we're leading the nation by a lot. He's the worst president in the history of our country. He makes Jimmy Carter look great.
WABC.
Talk Radio 77 WABC. These are the Chronicles of Dominic Carter on 77 WABC.
Maybe things are changing for the good. A New Jersey Target employee stops three women stealing a shopping cart with nearly $600 worth of merchandise. So this is all captured on a video. And the attentive Target employee jumped into action. I guess the individual said enough is enough. Three women, they tried to walk out with nearly $600 worth of clothing and other goods. And when he stopped them, literally, the women panicked and then ran to their silver Jeep SUV parked nearby and took off. And so, you know, the stores, they tell the workers not to get involved. But it is such a violation for anyone that witnesses something like this. I guess this employee felt that he had no choice. This time it worked out in the good in terms of the shoplifters left. And hopefully the video Police will be coming to see them real soon. Dominic Carter here with you, Talk Radio 77 WABC on this Friday morning. Coming up at the top of the hour, Frank Morano and the other side of midnight, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. I wish I had this email in front of me. Perhaps I'll find it before the end of the show. From one of the listeners, Tanya Covington, directed to Audrey in Brooklyn. I don't want to mischaracterize what Audrey said on the air last night, but Audrey is, Tanya is giving her an earful. I'm going to try and pull this up in just a second. Let's continue with your telephone calls. Let's go to Will on Long Island. Good morning, Will. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dominic. I hate when we break out Soros, the boogeyman, but he's an easy target considering, you know, his multiple organizations that he has funneled hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, possibly even billions at this point, into, and which caused major problems, big political donations in the 2022 midterms of $140 million to Democrats. Okay, he's just a destabilizing force. But the real issue here, it doesn't matter if it's Palestine supporters, it doesn't matter if it was the BLM riots, it doesn't matter Zuccotti Park and on and on and on, you name these things. These things are organized, right, by leftists that just want destabilization. It does not matter. They don't condone or support any specific cause. It's like the rules for radicals, and it's like the whole Saul Alinsky and all the way going back to, you know, Marxist ideology to create divisiveness, to create chaos, to create panic. They want, I guarantee that a student protester right now, a peaceful one even, getting shot would be their ideal situation, because then they can have, oh, well, the police. Yes, of course.
Come on, Will.
Listen, they want to destroy. Are you serious?
Will, your state. Okay. Will, I want you to think about what you just said.
I absolutely will. And then when you're done criticizing it, I will defend it.
Okay, so you think somebody's going to take a bullet for their cause here?
No. I think that the people manipulating, the handful of intellectual elitists manipulating the mob full of imbeciles, they don't realize they could take a bullet. They don't realize that this could get out of control. They don't realize that someone could get shot and they could wind up being the one getting shot. I don't think they necessarily want to be a martyr, but I guarantee that the people that are manipulating and as the opportunists that are involved behind this would love to see a scenario that would bring in the police, that would show the police state, that would show the police shoot another unarmed guy, and they'd love it if they were unarmed. That would be the best scenario. Or a minority would be even better. Or even if they were a Palestinian or a Muslim, would be like the trifecta that they would hope for to create destabilization that would cause riots across cities. And the reason they pick Democrat-controlled areas and support Democrat candidates and support prosecutors like Alvin Bragg that won't prosecute actual criminals and have political prosecutions and witch hunts instead is because those areas allow it to fester. They allow it to fester like a disease, like a cancer that grows. And then even now we have Kathy Hochul that wants to bring the military on the streets of the United States because of the policies that they implemented. This is a dream scenario for the left-wing lunatics that want to bring about this type of chaos. And if it further destabilizes our city before Trump's election, that's even better.
I hear you, Will. There's a lot in there. A lot of what I agree with, as long as, and thank you for the call. You made it clear that you were not talking about young people that want to be shot, the people that are organizing this. And you might be onto something there. You really might. I mentioned Audrey from last night's program. Tanya Covington, who is a listener just like the rest of you folks, and she listens to the program. And like many of you that sent me emails today about Audrey, she was not happy with what Audrey said on the air last night. And Tanya says, I'm quoting here, it's really unfortunate that at her age, talking about Audrey, she doesn't realize racism. It doesn't matter what religion, race, sexual orientation. You should be able to walk and learn safely at the campus. Audrey, remember, once they're done with one group, our group is next, black or brown. History tends to repeat itself if you allow it. So Audrey came on last night and said that she didn't see anything wrong with the protests. She's entitled to her opinion. But to say that you don't see anything wrong with this is it's kind of out of left field. Dominic Carter here with you until the top of the hour. That's when Frank Morano kicks things off with the other side of midnight. John on Long Island. Good morning, John. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dominic, make it quick. You know, a lot of these kids, Dominic, you know, they have no direction. They're not leaders, they're followers, and they want to have relevance in life. And they don't realize, they think that being relevant and trying to change society, they're the focal point of the new generation. Meanwhile, they're destroying their own country. And you have these people who actually prey on them, all these, you know, these agitators out there using it, and they fill their heads with all this nonsense, and they're out there, look at the message they're doing. They're destroying our country, and they're destroying their own future. Some may wake up in the psych of somber that they're in, but unfortunately, this goes on, and it went throughout. It's gone on through all generations of life, unfortunately, and it's even more prevalent now. I think it's just very, very sad, and that's really, I have to say, Dominic.
So, John,
I appreciate your show.
So, John, yes, John, thank you. In your opinion, how does all this end, and when?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I don't know. I think when the destructions happen, you know, they may realize, maybe they don't. I think they're blind to the reality of things. They don't follow the news like we do. They don't have an objective opinion. They kind of follow the herd. Look, you built your own life. Despite all those things that happened in your life, you kept on going. You knew the truth, and you focused on your life, no matter what your background was like. These kids don't have this. They have no direction. They're not real leaders. They don't have a bootstrapped in life. They're probably wealthy kids. They never had any kind of, you know, setbacks in life. They think everything's sort of like a movement. You read a book, and you do this, and you do that, and they can change the world. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, Dominic. I have no idea. It's a very sad situation.
Well-reasoned point of view, John. Thank you for that call, and I hope that you have a lovely weekend. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Anthony. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Dominic, I've been wondering for months where they got all these Palestinian flags all of a sudden. The neatly printed posters, customized with all the sayings
and
stuff.
That's a good point.
Everybody who wants to start.
That's a good point.
Has anybody, maybe you know, has anybody sent any investigative reporters in to find out who's handing out those scarves? Who's handing out those flags? Where are they coming from?
You know, Anthony, it's an excellent question. I don't know of any investigative reporter that has taken on this topic. I have not gone to the protests because I'm disgusted by them, and it makes me nauseous to my stomach. And so I almost don't want to be present at them. But you're raising excellent points. What does it say to you?
It says they're well organized, and people doubt that there's professional protesters. All you have to do is go to Craigslist, pick any city, go to jobs, go to nonprofits, and you'll see activists wanted for this, activists wanted for that. And then those are the companies, but someone's got to get in there and find out who's funding those companies.
Fair enough. Thank you for the call. In a moment, Frank Morano is going to join me. Let's go to Joe in Huntington. Good morning, Joe. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Dominic, you talk about all those same tents that they have and everything else. I think they have a warehouse, okay? And I think that they're storing other things. They're probably storing weapons, but they ain't bringing them out yet. So they need to get down to where these tents are coming from. Because they could be, you know, they probably go to a warehouse and then they ship them to the different colleges somehow.
You know, Joe, maybe you're onto something. I'm not going to write that off because it is interesting. Where are all these Palestinian flags coming from, the scarves? And if you're so proud of what you're doing in some of the cases, Why are you hiding your faces? Joe, thank you so much for the call. You have a lovely weekend with me right now. Frank Marano, The Other Side of Midnight. Good morning to you, sir.
Hello, Dominic.
So what do you have coming up?
All right, the next hour, anything can happen because it's Ask Frank Anything Friday, and I'm prepared to tackle questions on any subject. And then Philip K. Howard has been a good government advocate and attorney for a long time. He's got some prescriptions for healing the alienation that a lot of Americans are experiencing. We're going to look at the Weinstein case. I got some good alien stuff. We got a smorgasbord of subjects and topics that people are going to enjoy today.
So I see this morning is T-shirt day.
You didn't get the memo?
Yeah, I didn't get the memo. So Tony's is De La Soul, and by the way, Tony's mother is celebrating her 75th birthday. Yeah. So happy birthday to Tony's mom.
I was not informed.
Matt Blaze has on his Biz Markie. You have
New
on
York
your
Mets, baby. New York Mets, 3 in a row.
And I have on my tie T-shirt.
Yeah, you're out of place. Get out of here.
Folks, do me a favor. Stay positive. I know there's a lot of negative around all of us. Drown it out. Drown out these silly kids, whatever you want to call them. Hopefully this will come to an end soon. I want you folks to have a great weekend. Remember, tomorrow, 4 to 5, the left versus the right, Dominic Carter versus Anthony Weiner.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.